Saudi Arabia shuts critical oil pipeline after drone attack, rattling energy markets. The drone strike that shut Saudi Arabia's east-west pipeline on September 12, 2026, did not just damage infrastructure. It closed the kingdom's only remaining bypass around the Strait of Hormuz, stripping global oil markets of their final significant buffer at the worst possible moment. The 1,200-kilometer pipeline had been carrying between 4 million and 5 million barrels of oil per day in recent months, a volume representing 4 to 5% of global daily supply, according to data cited by Reuters. Saudi state-owned operator Aramco shut the line as a precaution after drones struck the facility in the Riyadh and Medina areas on Friday, causing injuries and damage, according to Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Satellite imagery published by Planet Labs on September 11, 2026, showed visible damage to the east-west pipeline facility in the Hejaz region. Ben Cahill, a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council Global Energy Center, described the pipeline as Saudi Arabia's principal bypass option to avoid the Strait of Hormuz, and called its closure a real blow, telling Al Jazeera that the key buffers that got us through the last 6 months have now been exhausted. The buffer is gone, and the market knows it. Brent crude was trading above $104 per barrel at the time of writing, up from approximately $72 per barrel before the U.S.-Israel war on Iran began on February 28, 2026, and well below the early conflict peak of $119. The pipeline shutdown threatens to push prices back toward that ceiling, with no comparable relief valve available. From $72 to $104, the anatomy of an energy crisis 6 months in the making, the U.S.-Israel war on Iran that began in late February 2026 triggered the Strait of Hormuz closure in March, cutting off the primary export route for Saudi crude. The East-West pipeline, which runs from Saudi Arabia's Abqaiq oilfield in the east to the Yanbu port on the Red Sea in the west, was subsequently expanded in capacity to compensate for that disruption, according to Al Jazeera. It became the single most important piece of energy infrastructure in the world. Now it is offline. The price arithmetic: Brent crude moved from $72 to $119 in the early weeks of the conflict, a 65% spike, before settling above $104. The pipeline shutdown removes the mechanism that was keeping prices from retesting that peak. With no bypass route operational, the gap between supply and demand defaults to the Strait of Hormuz constraint, which has not been resolved. U.S. diesel prices have already reached a new all-time high above $6 per gallon on average, according to the BBC. U.S. inflation for the year to August 2026 registered at 3.4%, with gasoline prices up 3.9% in August alone, accounting for more than a third of the overall inflation reading, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, as cited by the BBC. Real average hourly earnings fell 0.3% over the past year, meaning households are absorbing these costs from a weaker income base. Skyler Winand, chief investment officer at Regan Capital in Dallas, told the BBC that inflation was still too hot and the Federal Reserve's hands are tied, and that a rate hike next week is all but assured. According to CME Group data cited by the BBC, 85% of traders were pricing in a quarter-point rate increase at the Federal Reserve's next meeting, with the benchmark rate currently held at between 3.5% and 3.75%. The pipeline attack, arriving one day after that inflation print, adds fuel to an already combustible rate environment. Sources: Al Jazeera, BBC, Bureau of Labor Statistics via BBC, Reuters via Al Jazeera, Iran's coercive logic, blockade multiplication as a strategic tool. The attack did not originate in a vacuum. Iraqi Prime Minister Ali al-Zaidi's office confirmed the drones launched from the southeastern Iraqi province of Mason. No group has claimed responsibility, and neither Saudi Arabia nor Iraq has publicly named a suspect organization. Baghdad formally condemned the strike, dismissed the Mason Operations Command commander, and ordered closure of the Shalamcheh border crossing between Iraq and Iran, according to Reuters as cited by Al Jazeera. Wolfgang Pustai, a security policy and defense analyst, told Al Jazeera he assessed the attack as most likely an order from Tehran, framing it as Iranian support for the Houthi war objective of pressuring Saudi Arabia to withdraw from Yemen. Pustai described the attack as an extension of Iran's Hormuz blockade strategy. This certainly sharpens Iran's own blockade over the Strait of Hormuz, because Tehran does not allow Saudi Arabia to bypass the Strait of Hormuz anymore. The strategic geometry is precise. Iran controls the Strait of Hormuz. Iran-linked groups in Iraq have now attacked the only alternative export route. The Houthis have made rapid advances along Yemen's Red Sea coast, and according to Al Jazeera, have seized the strategic island of Mayun in the Bab al-Mandeb Strait. Saudi Arabia's three primary export pathways are simultaneously compromised. Abdulaziz Al-Gashian, a senior non-resident fellow at the Gulf International Forum, told Al Jazeera that Saudi Arabia, which recently signed a defense pact with Turkey and Pakistan, is likely to eventually retaliate, possibly in coordination with regional allies. Al-Gashian described the Mecca defense pact announced in August as still under construction, but said multilateral response remained possible. He told Al Jazeera, "I think we're going to see more escalation in the region and more military confrontation. The question is just the extent of it. The Lebanon variable and the multi-front contagion risk, the regional containment narrative, is under additional pressure from the Lebanese front. U.S.-mediated talks between Israel and Lebanon have been postponed after Israeli forces continued strikes and demolitions across southern Lebanon, according to Al Jazeera. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun, during a visit to the southern city of Nabati on September 12, confirmed there would be no new negotiations with Israel at the moment. A round of talks previously scheduled for Rome this month has been pushed to October, per an unnamed U.S. official cited by AFP. Meanwhile, Israeli forces detonated 1,100 tons of explosives at a site described as a Hezbollah command complex on the Ali al-Tahir Ridge, causing tremors across surrounding areas of southern Lebanon. The implication for energy markets: each new front increases the probability that the conflict escapes the current containment boundary. The Lebanon-Israel track directly involves Hezbollah, the Iran-linked group most capable of expanding the conflict's geographic footprint. Ceasefire talks stalled and military operations escalating simultaneously is not a de-escalatory signal. The trucking economy and the demand destruction sealing the macro transmission mechanism from pipeline to portfolio is not theoretical. Jamie Hagen, president of Hellbent Express, a family-owned trucking company in South Dakota, told the BBC's World Business Report that higher oil prices were already compressing his business. "The calls aren't coming in, the freight has slowed." His description of an economy where someone turned the faucet off captures the demand destruction dynamic that historically accompanies sustained oil price spikes above $100 per barrel. President Donald Trump, according to the BBC, has stated he does not expect oil prices to decline until the war with Iran ends, which he expects after November's elections. That timeline implies a minimum of 6 to 8 additional weeks of elevated energy costs, a period during which the pipeline, absent rapid repair, adds further supply pressure. Specialized assessment teams were dispatched to secure the pipeline and assess its safety as of September 12, per Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Energy. Repair timelines were not disclosed. The Plaquemium view the market is pricing this as an oil supply shock. The correct frame is a structural regime change in Middle East energy geopolitics. For 6 months, institutional investors operated under the implicit assumption that the Saudi East-West pipeline served as a Hormuz pressure release valve, capping the downside scenario for energy supply disruption. That assumption is now inoperative. The attack did not just damage a pipeline. It demonstrated that Iran and its network of aligned groups can simultaneously neutralize the Strait of Hormuz, interdict the bypass pipeline, constrain the Bab al-Mandeb, and hold the Lebanon front open, all at a cost well below what it takes to repair the damage. Our view, the $104 Brent price, does not yet reflect full optionality closure. When the Hormuz disruption began in March, prices spiked to $119 with the pipeline still functional. The pipeline is now shut. The Bab al-Mandeb position has worsened with the Houthi seizure of Mayan. The Lebanon ceasefire track has stalled. The probability-weighted energy supply environment is materially worse than it was at the $119 peak, and the market has not caught up to that arithmetic. For institutional capital, the second-order play is not crude itself. It is the rate path. The Fed was already priced at 85% probability for a hike with inflation at 3.4% and diesel above $6. A renewed oil price surge above $110 reopens the question of whether a single 25 basis point move is sufficient, or whether the central bank faces a 2022-style sequence of moves into a slowing freight economy. That combination of tightening rates and demand destruction is the scenario that pressures leveraged credit most acutely, particularly in transportation, logistics, and consumer discretionary sectors with floating-rate debt structures. Energy equity longs, rate-sensitive short positions in consumer credit, and hard asset inflation hedges are the three legs of the thesis that this event validates. The pipeline repair timeline is the key variable to watch. If it extends beyond 30 days, the structural case for $115 plus Brent becomes the base case, not the tail. The bottom line, Saudi Arabia's east-west pipeline carried 4-5% of global oil supply and served as the kingdom's only functional alternative to a strait that has been closed since March. Its shutdown on September 12, 2026, eliminates the last significant buffer in the global energy system at a moment when U.S. diesel prices have set an all-time record and the Federal Reserve is preparing to raise rates. The repair timeline has not been disclosed. Escalation signals from Iraq, Yemen, and Lebanon are pointing in one direction. Brent crude at $104 is not the ceiling. Investors who treat this as a temporary supply disruption are misreading the architecture of what Iran has built over the past 6 months.